Hello everyone, this is Matthew Frehler with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Tuesday, January 17th newsletter. In tonight's newsletter, as you can see with the table of contents at the top, is divided into four major sections. Number one, as always, we'll do a quick general market discussion and analysis and market recap. Number two, going to look at crude oil and natural gas, which I covered in the weekend commodity newsletter. Number three, we'll look at gold, GDX, and the GDX Rinko swing system. Lastly, number four, I'm going to go over some trade ideas and also some other discussion. Okay, so let's get started. First off, a recap of today's action. Today, the market gapped up strongly in the morning, but the market then topped out within the first 20 minutes or so. That ended up being the high for the day. Then the market, you know, had a choppy day, but it lost most of its gains today. It still closed positive, but again, most of the gap up gains were lost at the close. The S&P and Dow gained about 0.4%, while the NASDAQ and NDX gained 0.7%. Commodity-wise, crude was up $2. Gold was up strong about 12, but it was up 20 at one point. However, gold stocks are lagging. They actually closed down quite a bit, and I'll discuss that below. So that's a little red flag. Anyway, let's go and get started here. As you can see, in item number two below, we have a lot of economic news this week. And, of course, we're also in the heart of earnings season now. So be aware of that, any stocks that you hold. Our stance at Breakpoint Trades is we don't like to hold stocks into earnings personally because it's kind of a crapshoot. Okay. Next, item number three, I want to talk about Max Payne. Remember, it is options expiration week this week on Friday. And so every month I like to talk about options and Max Payne. Max Payne is a theory that options will tend to gravitate toward a price of max pain where the largest number of both puts and call options will expire worthless. And again, you know, sometimes it works okay, sometimes it doesn't. You know, it's nothing to bet heavily against. But I do like to point out what it is every options expiration week. So item number three shows you a couple tables here. I got this from Option Pain. You can look at their website. They show max pain for the SPY this week at 125. Today, the SPY closed at 129.34. So that means if max pain were to play out, the market would have some downside action for the rest of the week. So we'll see if that occurs or not. Okay, but just pointing that out. Next, let's get into the charts. Chart number four below shows you a daily S&P chart. Again, you can see we had kind of an inverted hammer today. We closed well off of our highs. Today, the S&P stopped right at that pivot resistance at 1303, as you can see on this chart. So that's why we have these pivots on these charts. The market responds to them quite a bit. So again, no change on the technicals in the daily. You know, we remain above all the short-term and long-term moving averages for now. But we are getting quite overbought here in the short-term, as we know. Okay, but otherwise, technically, nothing changed in the daily charts. Next, chart number five is another daily S&P chart. Steve Nelson has been showing this for a while. You can see how the S&P today stopped right at that trend line. So it's nearing this confluence of resistance up here. We have a downtrend line from the April 2011 highs, and we have another uptrend line here. So this is big resistance up in this area, guys, as you can see. Next, chart number six is a weekly S&P chart, and this is an interesting chart to keep an eye on as well. Again, it is a weekly chart, so really it's more important what it does by the end of the week. However, you can see that we broke it down, this uptrend channel in 2011, and we're basically backtesting the channel line right here. You could also draw another downtrend channel via the black lines. So this is kind of an important area here. Markets rallied up, but it's been on lighter volume than it was in the sell-off last August. So this is a big area. This is an area for the market to potentially turn back down from, and etc. Now, the market needs to get back inside that channel, the blue uptrend channel lines, to become bullish again. Okay, but for now, we're basically retesting this channel resistance area. Next, chart number seven is a daily chart of the SPY. That's the SPY ETF. Now, all I want to show here is that if you look at my comments, The spy here closed with a black candle. Most candlesticks are either red, which means a close down, or open, which means a close up. But this is a black candle. If you don't understand the definition, go to stockcharts.com and look up their education section. But, you know, these black candles don't show up very often, and you can see that a lot of times they'll mark inflection points. You could see I pointed arrows to most of these inflection points, most of the previous black candles going back the last 10 months. And you can see, again, it's not perfect, but a lot of times you get them near inflection points, either highs or lows in the market. And so we do have one here. Now, we've had a few here lately. We've had one today, we had one last week, and we had one a week before that, and those didn't mark tops. But again, it's something to take notice of, guys. Next chart number 8 is a daily chart of the Qs. And you can see the Qs formed a doji hammer today, which means it basically closed where it opened, and it had a high wick and a low wick. Again, that's a doji. It's an indecision candle. These can mark reversal patterns sometimes. However, by themselves, they're not that powerful. You need to see a confirmation. And with this doji here, tomorrow's a big day. If we were to have a big down day tomorrow, then it could either turn into a bearish abandoned baby or a bearish evening doji star pattern. You could see I have the graphic over the chart just below that. So that's what would happen if you got a big down day tomorrow. And that would be bearish. So tomorrow's close is a big deal, especially if the market were to close down. If the market goes up again, doesn't do anything, then this candle, you can negate it. Okay. Again, but the doji does put us on alert for today. The next two charts are market cycle charts. I wanted to talk about these. Chart number 9 is a daily S&P chart. On here, I put the vertical trend lines, each at 144 daily cycles from one another. I started the vertical lines at the March 2009 bear market bottom. And again, each successive vertical line is 144 days. If you don't know already, 144 is a significant Fibonacci number. You can see how recently the S&P has ran into one of these cycle areas. Okay, so possibly we're nearing an important area this time of the month. Also, I projected them out into 2013. You can see we have another one in April, and we have another one in late February, early March of 2013. Now, there's a reason why I show that, is because if you look at the chart below, chart number 10, this is another daily S&P chart, but this one here I'm using Fibonacci cycles. So instead of just using the 144 days, I'm using the Fibonacci numbers, which means it's using 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, 144, 233, etc. And stockcharts.com automatically plots these fib lines. And you can see here that, again, it's a little bit hard to read them in early 2009 when you had the small degree ones. But notice how a lot of these vertical lines have matched major inflection points in the market. Now, the important thing is the next one is 377. That's the next major fib date. And that comes in around February of 2013. Again, it's about a month off, but if you look at the chart above, notice how that basically matches the 144 cycle chart above, off by a month or so. Point I'm trying to make is, wouldn't doubt if early 2013 is a major turn date for the market. Again, will it be from higher prices in the market, or will it be from lower prices? If the market really were to turn down this year, sell off hard, then that would possibly be a low. But again, you know, just pointing these out. Nothing to trade on in the short term. The next set of charts are just some short-term charts to watch for tomorrow. Again, you know, we are on alert because of today's doji candlestick pattern and the max pain, the fact the market's overbought, etc. But, you know, in the short term, the market still remains above support areas. So the next chart, chart number 11, is a 30-minute S&P chart. Again, you can see it's still maintaining these uptrend channel lines. Those are areas of support to watch. If we break those, Then the market may finally start some decent correction, so watch those support areas where my text box points to. We do have negative divergence in the MACD, and it's been building for a while. And eventually that will play out. But for now, you know, watch those support areas. Again, the market could continue to bounce higher if it wants to, but watch those support areas. Next chart, 12, is a 60-minute chart. It's a 140-minute chart. I'm sorry, 144-minute chart of the SPY ETF, S&P 500 ETF. Again, you can see this nice uptrend channel. We're holding those channel supports so far. But if we break that, then I think we'll start some correction. Again, there is divergence that's been building for quite a while on the MACD above, as you can see. And chart number 13 is the 60-minute S&P chart. Again, the same thing implies. If today marked a top in the market, it would be a wave 5, or we could still continue to push higher. But we do have multiple points of negative divergence now, as you can see on the MACD below. But for now, the MACD is still above 0, as I'm showing via my arrows. Next, chart number 14 is a chart of the NYSI Summation Index with the 5-3 stochastics overlay. And back in December 19th, this was oversold. And so, you know, when that was oversold, that gave the market, that meant the market had juice to run to the upside. Now it's overbought again. And again, it could still stay up here overbought for a while if the market wants to push higher. But it is overbought now. So now it's time to be a little more cautious. Again, I use this as a general guideline for the market. It's not perfect, but generally, you know, if it's oversold, I know that the market has, you know, some energy to move to the upside. And when it gets overbought, I know that the market is starting to get a little toppy. So it is getting an overbought area here, just something to be aware of. Now the next set of charts are some short ideas if the market does want to correct. Steve and I have been showing these for a while, as you know. Chart number 15 is a 60-minute chart of TZA. That's the triple inverse ETF for the Russell 2000. You can see it's continued to form this bull wedge pattern with some positive divergence. Still inside the wedge pattern, but you know, breaking out of the wedge pattern would be something to take notice of. If the market wants to correct, this should give you a trade. Chart number 16 is a daily view of the TZA, and you can see this wedge pattern forming. Chart number 17 is a 60-minute chart of the VXX. That's the VIX ETF. You can see it also has a bull wedge forming here. Nice volume patterns with some positive divergence, so it's something to keep an eye on. If the market wants to correct, this should break up. And chart number 18 is a 60-minute chart of SDS, the two-time inverse ETF to the S&P 500. Okay. All right, so that does it for the major indexes. Again, tomorrow's an important day, guys. Let's see how what happens with those daily candlestick patterns. Now let's take a look at natural gas. Again, I did cover this in Monday's commodity newsletter. Chart number 19 is a daily chart of natural gas, which continues its ever downward slide. It was down another 5.8% today. Amazing slide it's had. It's now testing the 2009 lows. So a huge bear market in natural gas. Chart number 20 is one of the ETFs, UNG. Again, you can see it's down again today. The only reason I'm showing it though is because it is starting to have a little parabolic look to it. You can see the slope continues to go down ever more. Volume's been high, and today there was a gap. So just pointing out that I wouldn't be surprised if it does have a quick oversold bounce here in the short term, because these parabolic moves aren't sustainable. But be very careful about trying to catch falling knives. Chart number 21 is another view of natural gas. Shows you the wave count. And chart number 22 is a 15-minute UNG chart. You can see, if you look at the stochastics below, the 60, 89, and 144, these longer period stochastics have been oversold below 20% for many days. Once those cross up above 20%, I think UNG will begin its bounce. And chart number 23 is a 60-minute view. Okay. Next, let's look at crude oil. Chart number 24 is a daily chart of crude, which is up today nicely, almost 2%. Again, technically nothing's changed, obviously, from my analysis last week and on Monday. It's still in the same pattern. It's below resistance, it's above support, etc. Now, chart number 25 and 26 are 15 and 60-minute charts of USO. That's the crude oil ETF. Even though crude was up today, keep an eye on this, because you could see on chart number 25, how USO sold off strongly and has bounced up here on lighter volume. I drew Fibonacci retracements in here. It hasn't yet retraced 61.8%. So to me, it looks like it could be forming a bear flag. If the market wants to sell off, this could provide a short up in this area. Chart number 26 shows you a 60-minute view. Same thing. Sold off strongly, bounced up on lighter volume, may offer a short with a stop above that broken trend line. Next, looking at gold, chart number 27 is a daily chart of GLD, the ETF. Gold was up nicely today, but again, technically nothing's changed with the pattern. It's above its 200-day moving average. It bounced off that potential wave C bottom. But gold's got a lot of resistance above via these major trend lines approaching. So that's a big resistance area for gold to potentially struggle at. Chart number 28 is the 60-minute chart of GDX. And GDX was down today 1.6%, despite gold being up. To me, that's a red flag. You generally want to see gold stocks leading. And because GDX did make a new high last week, as I thought, maybe in that wave C pattern. But then divergence formed and a wedge, and it sold off. It now, today, it found support to 20-day moving average, the 130 moving average here. It needs to hold here where I have that arrow. If it doesn't, then gold stocks are probably going to sell off here. So they need to hold this area. Watch it closely. Chart number 29 is a daily chart of the GDX-GLD ratio. You can see the ratio here is forming a potential bearish descending triangle pattern. You can see how the ratio is pointing down. Again, gold stocks underperformed today relative to the metal. If this breaks to the downside, that would be negative for gold stocks and for gold. Okay, keep an eye on that ratio. And chart number 30 is another view of the ratio as well as the BPGDM. Next, chart number 31 is a daily chart of the GDX daily Renko system. This system's still on a buy signal. It went on a buy signal on January 3rd. And still on a buy signal, and it didn't change despite today's sell-off. But if you look at my comments January 27th, based on the Renko box size of 0.63, GDX falling below 52.92 would cause it another Renko down candle. But you remember, you need two down candles to give a sell signal. So the daily signal is still quite a ways away from giving a sell signal. Lastly, let's go over some trade ideas below. Chart number 32 is CHK. It's a natural gas stock. Obviously, it's very weak with natural gas selling off. This is one of our short ideas. You can see it broke out or broke to the downside last Friday, and it's played out more today. Again, if you bought this, if you shorted this, look at my comments on January 17th. Lock in some profits, maybe adjust your stops down, protect your profits. But overall, it looks lower. Chart number 33, PCX, Patriot Coal. Posted this on a trade ideas list on Monday, and it sold off today strongly on good volume. Again, coal stocks are weakening because of natural gas, and the first target would be that 7 area just below. Again, have stops in place. Nice trade so far. Next chart number 34, ANR. This is a natural gas stock. Sold off today, so you could have jumped on board. Next support is that lower trend line. If that breaks, then the door is open for a retest of the October lows. Chart number 35, IBM. Head and shoulder pattern that we posted last week. Tried to break down last week. Today it was up. Again, if you're short this, just have a stop in place. If you want to give it room, maybe have a stop above the 20-day moving average. Next chart, 36, ADP, had it on the trade idea list on Monday, broke out today. Nice trade, but you had to buy it right away. Again, because this was a short consolidation, I would view this only as a quick trade. In fact, I would be out of it either today or tomorrow. No reason to stick around on these quick ones. Next chart, 37, IO, on the watch list, broke out today. Potential targets are above, but again, have a stop in place, and just be aware that if the market did want to sell off, this would fall back below here and not work out. So again, mind market conditions. Next chart number 38, ODP. It's been on the trade idea list for a while. To me, the pattern's still okay. It's still holding this trend line. Potential targets are above. Again, if you are long, have a stop in place. Maybe a stop just below the 20-day moving average. Next, chart 39, FCS. Put this on the watch list on Monday. Tried to break out today, but you can see it fell back below the break point. Again, your stop goes at 1250, etc. Next, number 40, Potash, on the watch list from last week. Broke out last week, and overall the pattern's still fine. Just make sure you're locking some profits in case it doesn't make it to my upper target above near 50. Next chart, 41, WLT, long idea, posted it last week. Overall, the pattern still looks good, still wedging. Or you could buy it inside the pattern with a stop, say, below today's low. Chart 42, long idea, it was down today, but the pattern's still valid. Or you could buy it inside the pattern with a stop, say, below those moving averages or below the uptrend line. Your choice. Okay, guys, that does it. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Talk to you later. Have a great evening. Thank you.